For food lovers, there's no place on earth like Mississippi, where sweet, spicy, and smoky flavors satisfy your spirits, wherever you wander. Plan today at visitmississippi.org/dining. Mississippi, wanderers welcome.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of conscious talk radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio, be in the house, in the house, in the house.
Oh, I say it again, you've been had, you've been took, you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run on muck. This is what he does.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, sir. I know it's been a long time since y'all heard this, voice. I know it's been a long time since you have heard this particular voice right here. Oh, yes, indeed. This is your brother, man. Oh, yes, sir. Better known to you as Sunray 9. Also known to you as Brother Ariel Israel. Yes, indeed. Culture Freedom Radio Network is back up in this house. Culture Freedom Radio. So I just want to come in here tonight and just tell you, Culture Freedom is back on. I know it's been a minute since there have been an episode that had been uploaded, and y'all can check out an episode, but yes. And I want to give a big shout out first and foremost. Give a shout out to my good sister, Mama Pearl. Yes, sir, who have been holding this thing down. As I told y'all, I was retired, man, from Culture Freedom, but you know, I just been sitting back. I hadn't retired from doing podcasts, you know. I've been doing on YouTube. Y'all go and check us out on YouTube as well, the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and you will see that's what I've been actually doing my podcast and doing my ministry right there. Right there at Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on YouTube. So go and check it out right there. And we also right here on Talk Show as well, the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. See, the split David Israel, we call Moray. Moray means teacher. Him and I, we both are Morays, meaning teachers in Hebrew. He hold down the podcast right here on TalkShoe. So he do all of his shows right here on TalkShoe.com. And you can also catch him through the various, these shows right here on the podcast you do on TalkShoe get distributed through the various podcasting apps, such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Amazon, yes, sir, Amazon, and what was it, the other, iTunes, and all of those major podcasting stations and things. You can catch the shows right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and not only Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, right there for Culture Freedom Radio Network, and even Spotify. I think we're still on Spotify. It's been a long time since I checked Spotify for Culture Freedom. But yeah, so both of those, for the Moray, David Israel, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, you can catch his shows right there on, that he do the podcast right there. And for me, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, I hold it down. I hold the YouTube channel down. Yes, I hold it down right there on the YouTube channel. But right here, just talk about this one right here today, Culture Freedom Radio. I spoke with my sister, Mama Pearl, and yeah, she will be coming back. And y'all know what I'm thinking about coming on back up in this house, man, for Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. I'm really thinking. I just been sitting back, just give you a little something here. I just been sitting back, man, just kind of like I said, you know, I left to focus more on the ministry of Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And there's so many things, brothers and sisters, man, dealing with that. I'm going through a transition, but just looking at a lot of things that even with that, you know, as Israel, you know, because Dave and I, you know, we both say we're Israelites, you know, making this claims for Israelites. But there are some things, brothers and sisters, that we are different. Oh, man, we don't teach a lot of this doctrine that you hear the average, which are the average Israelites that y'all hear on the street, especially like y'all hear on those streets, those so-called camps. And a lot of y'all know, and some of y'all who don't know, that we're what they call Tanakh only, or what most other people would call Old Testament only. We don't subscribe to the Gospels. We don't subscribe to those so-called Gospels, or what they are called, the New Testament. Now, what I say there is that, is there not any so-called truth to it? I won't say that. Now, but there are some things that y'all have to know about that for to understand what we're saying about that. And remember now, I used to say this, even on Culture Freedom, there are some good philosophical things as in those Gospels, you know, about like the parables, like when you read the parables, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when they get to talk about parables. Oh, man, I love those parables because it is some good things, like life lessons inside of those parables, you know, like some of the things, like I said, building a house on stony, you live on the sand and building a house on stony ground, having a solid foundation, almost like take you back to like the three little pigs. Y'all know the story about the three little pigs. So, you know, that whole thing about the parable about, you know, building a house on stony ground. So I do like a lot of parables in it, but when we say that we're not so forth as New Testament followers, we don't follow or believe in the teaching, or I ain't gonna say the teaching. Well, we don't believe in this whole concept and things talking about this anointed person coming to save everybody from their sins. Number one, actually, brothers and sisters, that's not what I'm really talking about tonight, y'all. I'm just here momentarily, just give y'all a brief rundown. We hadn't been on in a while. But at Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, we don't subscribe to none of that point blank period. What I mean by point blank period, not just the Jesus Yahshua thing. We don't subscribe to that whole notion about this anointed Mashiach, Messiah thing. We don't subscribe to that. And if you knew the history, and then y'all come on and check out Liberation Tabernacle, y'all. That's what I've been working out and trying to get the, so I can make sure when I present this, I can present it right. So, but the thing, that whole thing about this whole Messiah concept, it actually stem from what you would have called the religion of Judaism. There was not a original Israelite concept of what y'all talk about, a Messiah or this anointed person. Now, Mashiach is a Hebrew word that to stand for anointed, but that was actually pertaining to any king or any leader of the priest, or what we say the priest and things of that nature, who was anointed. And it has nothing to do with a savior type figure. That's, or, you know, things of that nature. So that came later with like certain things as Judaism, because in Judaism, they say this Mashiach, he's going to actually be like a political leader. So, and then later Christianity branched off from that, and they came up with this whole concept, a different concept from Judaism, and all of this savior type thing, someone who died for your sins. So, you know, these are some of the things we get into right there, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. I'm just letting y'all know, but here on Culture Freedom, you know, we were dealing with a lot of other things. Tomorrow, when we was on, like Brother Dave and myself and Justice and the Alpha Male on, we were dealing with a lot of other things like social issues, politics and things of this nature. So I have been away from a lot of that, you know, and that's why I guess I would throw in why I actually retired from this, because I moved away from there, like I said, to focus more on the ministry type of thing. And I'm thinking, I just been thinking, brothers, this is about coming back and doing the Culture of Freedom. I really do miss it. You know what I mean? I've been away from the, I hadn't even been literally listening to a lot of things, man. Far as conversations that deal with what's been going on in the political world and what's been actually happening with social issues, as far as pertaining to us. I haven't. I will say today, I was just, you know, I listened to a little bit of Al Sharpton today. I checked out him a little bit, just briefly. And Al Sharpton was saying, and sort of like in 2003, what do black people really want? Yeah, he was had a subject such as that today. I listened to it briefly, but it's been storming so bad here. So I didn't, you know, when I was out working, so I couldn't just listen to it too much because I'm working in the rain. So interesting conversation, you know, so forth. And you talk about voting and things of that nature as well. So, yeah, I don't know, y'all. Like I said, I'm flipping a coin, but I know Mama Pearl will be starting to come back on. She said maybe she's going to move her show starting on Friday and Saturday for Fridays and Saturdays. So I probably periodically come on and do some shows. Yeah. Don't know. So I probably periodically come in here and throw up some podcasts and things of this nature. Now, I think for a matter of fact, I got to say this because we know we simulcast the shows on both. We were simulcasting from Blog Talk Radio and right here on TalkShoe.com. And TalkShoe is primarily was my thing. I liked it as my main podcasting hosting site because, like I said, I can actually host a video here. Now, I know I do YouTube for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. But I won't be doing the Culture of Freedom on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel, but I won't be doing it over there. I will probably be doing it, if I do a channel, I will be doing the video hosting for Culture of Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe. So, yeah. Now, I was talking about bringing the Culture of Freedom, the Blog Talk page, getting that one back up and running. From a sister, Mama Pearl, you know, have it actually convenient for her and easier for her to do her show maybe there. So we probably still be doing that block, probably starting this weekend for her. I don't know what day she's at, probably Friday or Saturday, doing the Sonic for her to host her show right there on Blog Talk. So for those of you who listen through Apple and other places, don't you worry. You still get your shows however you listen to, you know, listen to them through the different distributing apps. So you still don't have to change up. But if you want to come on live and catch the shows live, which we will have to make announcements because we'd have to start seeing what days and times that she will be coming on. So I will be getting y'all all the updates. I just want to come in the house tonight and just, man, speak to y'all brothers and sisters. And I would have to say again, I hadn't said it, but I would like to say, man, all praise to the Most High, y'all, for giving us and allowing us, especially if y'all hear this, allowing us to be able to see a new year. So I was like, Happy New Year's to everybody out there. And I pray that the we will be able to have a safe and prosperous 2023, especially safe, man, with all of this craziness that's still going on out here. None of that seems to change and slow down. It seems to be actually increasing on the murdering of each other out here as so-called African-American community, black community, whatever term we like to use. We're still increasing on those numbers. So, Happy New Year's to everybody out there. So, yeah, well, I'm going to keep y'all updated. I just wanted to stop in and just say, man, peace to everybody. I hadn't been on in a while. I was itching to a couple of times. Like, no, you see it, you're retired, man. You just going to leave it alone. But, you know, Culture of Freedom has truly been a blessing for me and had been therapeutic for me for some years that we have actually done Culture Freedom. And I always loved it, you know, podcasting right here on Culture Freedom, man. It's always been my beautiful little baby. So yeah, and I love the people. Met some people, man, great people. You know, there have been some bumps and bruises. There have been some bumps and bruises with this, but I tell you, man, it's been great. It's been a nice journey. So I probably will be headed back this way, y'all. Headed back this way. So yeah, I just have to see and work some things out and just see how to what I'm gonna do, you know, like I said, because I've actually, like I was saying on YouTube, I gotta tell y'all, like I said on YouTube, I've been looking at a lot of things, even with the Israelite community and some of the teachings, and I have been seeing a lot of things, falsified information, you know, just things is not accurate, things is not factual. And I did a video on YouTube, and I know I know some brothers and sisters who watched it probably didn't like a lot of things. This is from the Israelite community. But I did a video on YouTube, and I was talking about Deuteronomy 28. Let me pull it up, because y'all know y'all heard that a lot as from the Israelite community, right? Deuteronomy 28 and 68. Y'all remember, y'all heard of that one before? Yeah, Deuteronomy 28 and 68. And y'all know it's always brought out and said that we were brought over here, especially the Israelites, that we were brought over here on slave ships. And it was a prophecy that we were brought over here on slave ships, according to Deuteronomy 28. Well, how about your brother? How about your brother, which I'm talking about myself, did a video going into that. Going into that and was saying, hey, that is not accurate. Yeah. Now, the video y'all can find on YouTube is entitled, is when you go to Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, you can find it as, is Deuteronomy 28 and 68 really talking about the transatlantic slave trade? That was the name of the video. Is Deuteronomy 28 and 68 really talking about the transatlantic slave trade? And I'm going to tell y'all that I was talking about in that video. No, I would actually say emphatically, no, it was not. It was no, that was not a part of a prophecy. And I ought to look at the video. I went into it in depth. It was no prophecy. It was not no prophecy that was talking to us directly. And I would have to say, it was a question that was posed to me by Brother LJ. Y'all know Brother LJ. And he even asked this question. I got to remember it. Well, what about, okay, if that particular prophecy was about the Israelites, right? About the Israelites. And we know there was different tribes and different nations who were brought on the transatlantic slave trade. Right, it wasn't all Israelites. Now you got some brothers who teach this. Some brothers out here that teach that everybody who was on the slave, who was on the ships through the transatlantic slave trade, they were all Israel. I don't believe that bull crap. I wouldn't teach that, and I don't believe that. I'm just letting y'all know I don't believe that. But anyway, because it's not historical, it's not historical accurate. You can find that. You know, that's just their belief, what they're teaching, their falsified doctrine that they're teaching. But anyway, so the question was, so if that was about the Israelites and Israelites only, whether these other nations, and they talked about, okay, Deuteronomy 28, they go through Deuteronomy 28 and talk about how if we disobey the Most High and not listen to His teachings or commandments, that there were some things called curses, which start at Deuteronomy 28, verse 16 through 68. And if you don't obey, there's be certain things that happen to you, afflictions. I call it, some say curses, I call it afflictions, or I call it punishment or chastisement that will come upon you for being disobedient, right? So like any parent would do, they would chastise you or maybe put you on some punishment or whatnot, give you a little spanking. For being disobedient. So anyway, so it said that the Most High would do that to the children of Israel for what Moses was laying down and giving them the commandments. So anyway, so the thing was asked, oh, so what did these other nations do? So if what did they do? The reason they got caught up in the transatlantic slave trade, because if that was a prophecy about the Israelites, was going to come back and how brothers teach it, that they was going to come back into Egypt, which they tell you Egypt means bondage, and America had our people in bondage, Now, in which that is a lie, how they teach that Egypt means bondage. Now, we know, I told y'all, I used to be a part of the committed community, and ain't no damn way in anywhere have I ever seen where the word Egypt, or not even in that word Egypt itself. Now, we know we might call it Kemet, but not even the word Egypt means the word damn bondage. But they take that and they take a verse where it says, a verse, and they, how it says, you take, I delivered you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And they'll say, see, Egypt mean bondage. Y'all got to look at the video, and I go into all of this stuff on there. Foolishness, pretty foolishness. As what people would say, pseudo, real damn pseudo, as Unkman would say, pseudo. But I just go into things like that on that video. I don't want to get into this, make this the whole thing with this about tonight, but my thing, like I said, I've really been putting this thing on me and having me to look at things and how and what is being taught. And brothers and sisters, like I said, I've had to deprogram myself from a lot of this teachings and things that have been passed on through the so-called black community. Far as even on that level with the Israelites, I basically deprogrammed. And I tell you, like I said, deprogram myself. What was it? Detox myself from a lot of that information. I don't subscribe to a lot of that the way they're teaching it. I don't. And I'm getting ready to trying to get myself together and get my things together. And I want to do a class. I want to do a class on talking about using these three things here. How you're supposed to actually go by studying the Bible. You know, there's a thing, there's three things. Talk about exegesis, eisegesis, and dealing with hermeneutics. So I'm going to be doing something like that and going into that. Maybe I'll record it in, on here as well. And going in and breaking it down. And a lot of things, like, you know, I just give you an example. When you say exegesis, years of reading the scripture and you're extracting, you go into it and pull out the meaning of it, of what that verse or what that chapter is talking about. You're extracting, you're bringing out exactly dealing with the context. But of what is happening is we have a lot of brothers and sisters who are actually doing what is called eisegesis. They're inserting their understanding or their particular teaching inside of the text. You know, they're giving the text their particular meaning instead of extracting what this author has actually, what he's actually writing and what this author is saying contextually. They're inserting their own understanding into the text, their own particular doctrine. Just like I will say Deuteronomy 28 and 16, as I said again, they're doing an eisegesis. They're inserting, they're putting into the text something that's not there. Yeah. So yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Your brother Sunray been studying, y'all. Brother Aria, I've been doing my thing, and so yeah, y'all hear it. Y'all hear some changes in this. So yeah, I gotta take this stuff serious, brothers and sisters. I don't give a damn about all this blackness, and you can talk about your blackness, but you blackness, you could be black as the tires on a damn car. But if you wrong, you wrong. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not promoting all of this black doctrine just to promote black, and you're misguiding people, and you're gonna be wrong. I'm here to deal with facts. I'm here to deal with truth. I don't give a James Brown get down about you just because you damn black. Cause you know, like again, you know, we had Dr. York, he had a book out, Black Devils, when he said, I see you black devils. Yeah. So I'm here to deal with facts, deal with truth. I'm not getting caught up in all of this, you know, your blackness doctrine like I used to. I don't even subscribe to all of that stuff like I used to. So yeah, I've actually had to detox, deprogram myself, and I tell y'all, man, it's man, because I just want to deal with things as it really supposed to be. So yeah, so I've been going into this thing, and I'm getting ready to do a class, preparing myself to do a class on the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah right there on YouTube, talking about how to, you know, do a eisegesis, exegesis, and hermeneutics. Now, I know these words are actually Greek. Greek words come from the Greek, and Hermes, or the word hermeneutics, actually come from the term. I'm gonna get into all of this, and you know, show and prove. You heard the word hermeneutics come from, y'all remember the person called Hermes, they call Hermes. And if we actually know from the comedic information, that's what I want to share too. Hermes was actually, people say that Hermes was actually Zahuti or Tahuti. So, you know, but anyway, so, but they give that name, hermeneutics, from, extracted from Hermes, and you know, because you know, he said he was a messenger, he brought the people the message from the gods. But I'm gonna get deeper into that on that subject matter. But like I said tonight, I just want to just come in here and let y'all know, man, what's going on, and that's all this was really about. Culture Freedom is back in the house, and thank everybody. I just want to really do appreciate to each and every last one of you who have actually take your time out of your very busy schedule, you know, however busy or not busy, whatever it is, man, it's yours. But we thank you for tuning in and listening to us, lending the ear, whether it was us right here with myself, Maury David Israel. I'm calling myself David. Maury Aria Israel, better known to you as Sunray 9 Steel. And, you know, the show we had with David Israel, Justice, all of us, we used to be on with the panel thing and all the people who used to call in and things of this nature. Then Mama Pearl, who held it down after we left, you know. So I appreciate each and every last one of you, man. Whatever shows you're listening to throughout the years and all of that, bro, I greatly do thank each and every last one of you. So we'll be trying to come in here to bring some more real intellectual conversations and some things, some serious topics and things of this nature for us to talk about. Like I said, I'm trying to see exactly how I'm gonna do this, because I want to have these phone lines open and so we can hear from you as well. So I'll probably be doing both again. I'm not sure. Trying to do the blog talk and right here air it on Talk Show as well. And because I might just do the blog talk. And the reason that we did the blog talk, so we could have the telephone line, utilize their telephone line. Now, Talk Show has a line, telephone line. They have, you have to type in all of these different codes and all of that, but it's cool. But it's more people actually be on Blog Talk live than it does right here on Talk Show. So that's the other reason that we'll be utilizing Blog Talk. So, yes. So we'll be doing that. So look out. I think this, I don't know what day for sure, but I think she said she will be on this, I think Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure, but I just let y'all know that we are back on. We are coming back in the house. But yeah, so I don't know exactly what day that she will be on, but she's supposed to be coming back on. And I'm going to try to come in here and put some shows up as well. So look out for that, brothers and sisters. Culture Freedom, you know what? We back in the house. Yes, sir. So thank y'all, brothers and sisters, for tuning in right here. See y'all soon, man, for some good hot topic of conversation, thought-provoking thoughts of conversation. We love you, brothers and sisters, and we see you soon. Yes, this is Brother Sunray 9, also known as Brother Aria. Yes, see y'all soon. Don't forget, check us out right there. Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Peace. Long.
You're now listening in to Culture Freedom Radio Network, the home of raw and uncut conscious talk radio at its best. Yes, Culture Freedom Radio is in the house.
Do you suffer from chronic hip, knee, or shoulder pain? Avoid drug dependency and surgery with Downtown's Healthcare in Denver. Downtown's Healthcare offers regenerative therapies that stimulate the body's self-healing process. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.